Pabst von Ernst's Mansion, 3413 West Wells Street. According to the book, The Captain Frederick Pabst Mansion, An Illustrated History by John Eastberg, Captain Pabst of the Pabst Brewing Company built this house for his eldest daughter, Elizabeth Pabst von Ernst, and her husband, Otto von Ernst. Unfortunately, Elizabeth did not live in the house for long before her death in 1891 at age 22, about 6 months after the birth of her first child. The home was designed by Alfred Klaus. This may have been one of Klaus's last solo commissions. In 1890, Klaus formed what would be a prolific partnership with George Ferry. The first commission of the new Ferry and Klaus partnership was Captain Pabst's home at what is now Wisconsin Avenue at 20th Street. This red brick Queen Anne is almost 6,000 square feet. The mansion is one of the few remaining homes in the neighborhood that still has its porche cochere, or carriage porch. Also, be sure to note the interesting terracotta trim on the home's exterior. The home was purchased by its current owner in 1997, and so began the long process of bringing what had become a 22-room boarding house back to a single-family residence. Extensive interior and exterior work has been completed, including a major kitchen renovation. In addition, the crumbling cloth panels and the veneered oak dining room ceiling have been replaced. Murals were found on the dining room and parlor ceilings under layers of grime. The decorative murals are attributable to Otto von Ernst, Captain Pabst's son-in-law, who was an academic artist and major figure in the Milwaukee art world.